Church of Peace. Between Sanssouci Palace, the carefree palace, and the Prussian garrison town of Potsdam, between Protestants and Catholics, between the king and the people, in that in-between space, which had previously been a vegetable garden, the king had a space built for peace. And that's also the name he gave it. Welcome to the Church of Peace, dear children and everybody. So nice of you to come and explore this place with us. In the Church of Peace, things come together that don't seem to belong together at first. But if you think about it, they do. Because peace also means to overcome limits. So, for example, we are in the region of Brandenburg in Potsdam, and not in Italy, even though the church looks like it belongs in between cypresses and pines near the Mediterranean Sea. Before you enter the church, in the open space in front of the entrance, you can see the Paradise Fountain with the statue of the Blessing Christ. We can clean ourselves here before entering. On the outside, our hands and face, and on the inside, our heart. Can you imagine a heart cleaning? Maybe there's something weighing on you that covers you like dust and bothers you. A fight, something you said, or something you are sorry for. Just leave it here, in front of the church. Let the fountain wash it off of you. Imagine God keeps reaching out to us and lets us know that it's okay to make mistakes. It's human. And it's also human, even if not as easy, to reconcile after a fight and be good with each other again. That's the kind of peace that we as humans can create and share with each other, even after big trouble. In the end, we realize that our life on Earth is more beautiful if we work together rather than against each other. In Christian communities, there's a little celebration for this, regularly in the service, the communion. Do you know about it? It reminds us of Jesus and his friends. Shortly before Jesus left the earth, he shared bread and wine with everybody that belonged with him, and he promised them, and therefore all of us as well, to be there whenever we share bread and wine. This celebration involving bread and wine is celebrated at a special table in the church. So let's hurry up into the church and see if you can spot that place where the communion is held. That's right. All the way in the front, the altar is situated, and it has an extra protective roof, the ciborium. That wasn't hard to find, right? The eternal bond is represented by the colorful mosaic on the floor. It winds in the shape of lots of figures of eight, all the way to the altar. If you like, go ahead and take a moment to walk slowly on these black stones up to the front. Let yourself be carried to the front on the rolling arches of the eights, to and fro, and in and out, and always inching closer towards that holy place that is the altar. Take all the time you need. Take a rest in between and look up towards the altar. Be honest, with all that golden light behind it, it's really hard to look elsewhere, right? When you've had enough of the eternal bond walk, and maybe you're even a bit dizzy from all the turns, go grab a chair in a good spot to observe the sanctuary. Around the altar, we can then congregate as a community in peace, wishing that Jesus is our friend and brother, fills our lives with his peace, and that we are at peace with ourselves. Take that peaceful eternal figure eight with you in your thoughts and draw it into the palm of your hand as a reminder. Peace be with you, and come back anytime.